Our scripture for today that Brian read is a passage I don't want us to miss, because there's so much of who we are as Christians, as God's people, revealed in this teaching. Here is a setting that reminds me of today a good bit deal. We throw stones at one another, and we seem to this is so important for us not to miss today, that we think the answer is throwing stones at one another. And this woman was caught in adultery. There was no doubt that she was guilty. And by the law of Moses, even, she was to be stoned. But Jesus, in his kingdom vision, saw another outcome that was more important. And he knew that stoning the woman was not the answer. But I wanted to raise the question today. In these 21 days, have we been throwing stones? Isn't it time to stop throwing stones and thinking that's the answer? We live in a world, and Joe referenced the news. We only need to see the hostility toward other, from one human being to another. And how long will we continue that folly to think that's the answer? Throwing stones. But what did Jesus say when this woman was caught in adultery and by the law of Moses she should be stoned? He didn't say anything, did he? In fact, it's one of the most silent but powerful messages in the gospel. He stooped down and he wrote in the sand. And the silence was deafening. Those who had gathered around that were so hostile, that had come to witness or be a part of a stoning, they began to disperse one by one, perhaps in twos, because the silence revealed the truth of God, that God is about mercy. God is about love. God is about forgiveness. And so the crowd dispersed, and it was just Jesus and the woman left. And Jesus asked, "Woman, where are your accusers?" And they've all gone. They've all gone. And Jesus said those words that maybe somebody here needs to hear. Those without sin cast the first stone. Those without sin cast the first stone. Now, if there's anybody here that thinks they're without sin and they can cast stones, I guess you can go cast stones today. But if you're a part of the human condition, and we all are, and we're sinners, we need to look at our own sin first. This is a teaching of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. We look at our own sin first. Why is it that we see the speck in another person's eye, Jesus said, and we do not see the log in our own eye? It's connected with this teaching. It's so much easier to see the sin in somebody else's life than the sin in our own life. So let he who is without sin cast the first stone. And then he told the woman the most beautiful words. She must have, speak of transformation, speak of a woo, to think she was about to die by the horrible death of stoning, and then to hear these words, "Go and sin no more," and to receive that mercy and that forgiveness of the Lord. And one final word she was told, to leave your life of sin. We do not want to treat Jesus' death on the cross cheaply. That's cheap grace, Dietrich Bonhoeffer told us. But when we are given this second chance, when we're shown the mercy of the Lord, we are to leave our life of sin and follow Jesus Christ. That's the message for today. I invite all of us to stay in chapter 8 a little while today. Camp out. How are we like the crowd? How are we like the rock throwers? How are we like the woman caught in adultery? And are we not looking for Jesus Christ, the mercy? And in this passage, Joe brought it out. Amazingly, in the darkness of all of this spirit of wanting to stone, this is where the I am saying is introduced. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. He's the light for the darkness. Would you pray with me? Lord, thank you for these words that changed the life of this woman. But we know that they're words for us too. We know that there is sin in our life. We know that we're guilty. But yet we thank you for your grace that offers to us forgiveness and a second chance. Thank you for those words. Go and sin no more. Lead us now to follow Jesus Christ with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind. And as we see others today, let us love them. Let us seek to understand, listen more. And let us offer the love of Jesus Christ. For we are all sinners in need of the grace of God. Thank you for the grace of God in Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, we open the altar to come and to pray as long as you would like. If you want to pray with others, I've seen some of you prefer to gather with other people, please feel free to do that. You can remain where you are in your pew if it's more comfortable there. We close this time with prayer. And over the next 2 weeks, my prayer is that this altar is not going to have any dust. That it's going to be really as active in the life of this church it's ever been. That this altar is going to be our home base. Come, pursue the Lord. Come, allow the Lord to pursue you. Let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.